Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show here. And that story about Romney's donations in Israel is apparently going viral all over the net. And I think you should go ahead and send it out. Copy it off, but basically the law is very clear. It's a felony for foreign contributions to come into a presidential campaign. And apparently Romney got some very, very bad advice that Citizens United allowed him to take money from foreign donors. And it doesn't. The Supreme Court ruled on that in January. So as of right now, under the letter of the law, Mitt Romney is ineligible to run for president. He's already in violation of major campaign laws. Of course, our government is probably going to turn around and say, well, everybody in Israel is kind of already a citizen of the United States of America, so that makes it okay. I'll bet you somebody will suggest that to get Romney off the hook for this one. But the GOP, in their desire to keep Ron Paul from the nomination, they have just handed Obama his second term, and they probably destroyed themselves in the process. Absolutely amazing here. Now, getting back to the international and economic news. Greece is reviving their public servants dismissal plan. They're firing all the police, the fire, the teachers, the clerks and everything. And I imagine the Greek people are going to be happy they don't have as much government paperwork that they need to fill out. But that's just a small consolation for the fact that everything's grinding to a halt. Their jobless rate has climbed to a new record. The hospitals are running out of medicines. There is no money coming in to purchase medicine to treat people. They're having their own problem with wildfires that are just running rampant because there's nobody there to fight them. The health workers in Greece have been working for months without pay, trying to keep people healthy, trying to cure people who are sick or injured. It's a good heart in those Greek people to keep on working, taking care of each other, even when the paychecks have stopped. As we mentioned earlier in the show, NBC has come up with this bizarre show called Stars Earn Stripes. Making war as entertainment. Hey, the stars are going out there to do their bit, and they're going to compete in some kind of reality show, driving a tank or something, and they get a military decoration. Obviously phony, but it's just another way of propagandizing a pro-war attitude among the people. I don't think I'm going to watch it. 9 Nobel Peace laureates have called on NBC to cancel the show, not only because it's more war pornography, but it absolutely cheapens. The decorations are real soldiers and military people are winning and wearing through real, genuine acts of heroism and valor. And whether or not you agree with the wars, you have to respect the man and woman in uniform for walking their talk, keeping their commitments, and doing what they are being told to do. And along the way, they will earn decorations. And we don't want to cheapen them by simply handing out ersatz ribbons to a bunch of spoiled Hollywood stars play-acting at war. It's like when they lower the flags for the victims of the mass shootings to make a political point. It cheapens the lowering of flag for people who really deserve it. Now, there's been a story coming out where TSA workers themselves are saying that they are witnessing racial profiling in the security lines at Boston Airport. That blacks and Hispanics and Middle Eastern people are being deliberately targeted and everybody else is waved on through. We'll be right back.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at turtletuffshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletuffshelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about the TSA, everybody's most hated federal agency, even above the Internal Revenue Service. And apparently, the New York Times found that 30 federal officers involved in the behavior detection program found that the behavior detection officers were overwhelmingly targeting black and Hispanic people, as well as those that looked to be Middle Eastern in appearance. And, of course, this is a huge embarrassment because the TSA and Department of Homeland Security, when they're not busy with their sexual harassment lawsuit, have been saying this is the model for security in all of America's airports. And when even the TSA officials are coming out and saying, yeah, racial profiling is going on, what does that tell us? Well, if there were real terrorists out there, all they got to do is recruit white people. They're going to get right on through or pretend to be a drug dealer. Go up to the TSA and say, I'm smuggling, you know, $500,000 worth of cocaine in this suitcase. Here's $20,000 if you'll let me pass. Sure. Could turn out to be a suitcase full of anthrax. It has happened. The TSA workers have been caught accepting bribes from drug dealers to simply walk their little suitcase full of white powder right on past security here. Now, over at the White House, in an attempt to prove that they were responsive to the American people, they had a poll up there, or a petition, regarding the TSA, and it was so overwhelmingly signed to shut down the TSA, the White House has now pulled it down. And possibly in response to that very negative response, there was an article that was put out yesterday in The Consumerist claiming that they had a new government poll that showed 54% of the country felt the TSA work was good and necessary. And what's amazing is this same article in this Consumerist had an online poll about how people felt about the TSA, and the results in that poll were, of course, less than 10% of the respondents thought the TSA was necessary in doing a good job. So the propaganda is getting purely reactive. They're just putting up anything to gainsay public opinion. It's not coordinated. It is not self-consistent. And, of course, that just makes it more and more obvious to Americans who are looking at these numbers. By the way, speaking of poll results, there are more articles coming out claiming that more and more Americans are in favor of gun control because of all these shootings that are going on here. Well, I have a solution for that. I have a solution. If you do not like guns, don't buy one. And if you do like guns, buy one. That's it. It's like the issue of gay marriage. If you don't like gay marriage, don't marry a gay person. Period. End of discussion. But all of the evil in the world begins when one group of people starts to believe they have a right bestowed by the gods or through a superior culture to go around and tell everyone else how they should live their lives. So here's the deal. You don't tell me I can't have guns, and I won't tell you that you must. The problem is solved here. By the way, that Texas A&M shooting story appears to be fading very quickly. It looks like it was just the police were arresting, the person being arrested shot back, end of story. It's not a mass shooting, blah, 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 blah. I'm sure the gun grabbers are still going to say, well, see, if he didn't have a gun, he couldn't shoot at those police officers. Well, unfortunately, some police officers need to be shot at, like when they kick down the wrong door, shoot your family dog, make the kid sit next to the dead dog's body. Won't give the kid her insulin or her diabetes medication. It was that one state, I'm forgetting which one it was, that said, if a police officer breaks into your home and they don't have a warrant and they don't have a reason to be there, you can shoot them and you're covered by the Castle Law. So, anyway, moving right along here. This is kind of interesting, and it shows just how completely overboard we've gone on the security industrial complex. They're always looking for one more thing they can tinker with, one more thing they can tamper with, okay? And apparently, on Qantas and now Virgin Australia, if you are a single man, and the airline has you seated next to an unaccompanied minor, you will be moved. Because the assumption now is every adult male is a potential child molester, which is silly. We are not all in the Catholic Church. But, I mean, that's how completely overbearing this nanny state has become. For one thing, child molesters are not always male, as that school teacher incident from last week should indicate. So what are you going to do? If you have an unaccompanied minor on a jet plane, you're not going to let them sit near any men or women? Anyway. Now, here's an embarrassment. Speaking of the TSA and getting back to that whole situation, there was apparently an incident near the JFK airport where a man was out on the water in Jamaica Bay with a jet ski. And it quit working on him, and in order to basically save his own life, he swam up to the John F. Kennedy Airport and simply walked onto the runways. $100 million state-of-the-art security system never found him. Got right past the motion sensors, closed-circuit TV cameras, all of the stuff there to guard against terrorism. He walked right past it. Wasn't even trying to sneak in. Was just trying to basically, you know, get out of the water and get back to safety. And he walked right past all of it. And the reason is very simple. It's not really designed to work. It's just designed to extract money. It's all a big hoax. Michael Chertoff ordered the airports to spend tax dollars on and fees for your tickets on all this new equipment. Then he resigns and he sets up a company that sells the airports all the stuff he ordered them to buy. That's what this is all about. Now, down in Huntsville, there was this story where a police officer was caught on video beating somebody during an arrest, and he was fired. Now they've brought him back. They basically said, yeah, the guy he was beating resisted. Certainly didn't look like that in the videotape. But I noticed the more and more Israel trains the United States police, the more and more we're all being treated by Palestinians. I think that's a bad trend. I think it needs to be reversed here. Apparently, there's another scandal in public schools, both in Ohio and Florida, where they're locking mentally disabled students in closets. If they're starting to have difficulty, if they're frustrated, if they're having difficulty relating to their other students, they just lock them in a closet. And the parents are not being told this is being done. Locking a kid in the closet, even if they've got all their marbles, is traumatic to a child. There's no light in there. The air is stifling. It's not even as humane as a prison cell. And they're locking the kids in there because they don't know what else to do. And I understand from the school's point of view, they don't have money for special counselors or special teachers any longer. All of those people who are there to deal with mentally challenged children, they've been let go. And so they dump the kids in there. Oh, they're a problem. Lock them in a closet. We're brutalizing our own society. There's a thrill on that one here. By the way, if you are a customer of McDonald's and Burger King's restaurants, you might want to avoid any of their products with apple in them. The fruit pies. Apparently, there's been a huge recall from ReadyPack, or a subsidiary of ReadyPack, is having to recall 300,000 cases and 200,000 individually packaged items sent to 26 states and Washington, D.C. that contain Listeria. So, forewarned is forearmed. And again, this sort of underscores this whole fallacy of centralized food corporate distribution. You take the apples off the apple tree, and instead of just selling them to the local community, you put them in a truck or a container, and you send them three time zones away, and they sit in a warehouse, and they get packaged, and they get sent in a container again back across two time zones and get put in the store or put in the warehouse, and they sit there until they're needed. And by the time they actually get to the point of sale, they've already begun to rot and decay, even with all the chilling and all the preservative chemicals in there. And it's nowhere near as healthy as locally provided food. And this Listeria outbreak, again, confirms there are serious downsides and threats to public health over the corporate handling of food. But it makes money, therefore we're going to go on doing it. By the way, speaking of food, over in China, as they become more westernized and adopt more Western foods, they're beginning to see the health of the average Chinese person is beginning to deteriorate. Type 2 diabetes and heart disease are on the increase, and it coincides exactly with the rapid expansion of McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, and so forth and so on. Since 2005, there's been a fivefold increase in obesity compared to 2011. In other words, the food being sold in China has the same chemicals in it that make people want to buy and eat more to boost profitability, and the Chinese people are beginning to show it. Now, speaking of heart disease, another revelation regarding statin drugs. Newly published research reveals that more frequent statin drug use is associated with accelerated coronary artery and aortic artery calcification, both of which contribute to cardiovascular and all-cause mortality. In other words, the statin drugs that are supposed to help your heart and your arteries are actually accelerating deposits on the walls, leading to heart attack. But it makes money. That's all that matters. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. There's an interesting article linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com called One Nation Under Drugs, How the FDA is Sabotaging Your Health and the Environment. And it's written by a medicinal chemist. This is, you know, a chemist that obviously deals with development of pharmaceuticals. And basically says that he always, you know, thought his industry was noble and good and, you know, enslaved by his belief that he worked for a benevolent, beneficial institution. And now he says he's coming to the realization that there is a deliberate conspiracy to hook every American on prescription drugs, to loot them of their money, and that the pharmaceutical industry and the Food and the Drug Administration are working hand in glove on this. And from the FDA's point of view, the more you're buying prescription medicines, the more you're paying taxes. The goal of the government is to extract as much money out of you as possible for the least amount of actual upkeep. That's the goal of every government in history. And they're certainly succeeding here. We're hearing more about that breaking story where lawyers are beginning to discover that court actions by banks to recover credit card debt are as flawed as the foreclosures. And they're estimating that as high as 90% of these lawsuits brought by the banks against their customers cannot prove the customers actually owe the money that is being sought. And they're seeing robo-signing again, document creation again. The banks don't learn from their mistakes if they're not forced to suffer for their mistakes. And when Barack Obama forced through his bank foreclosure settlement to head off all the investigations by the 50 states' attorneys general, when he indemnified the banks, gave them a wrist slap and a token fine, it was a foregone conclusion. The banks would go right back to the same behaviors. And now they're doing it with credit cards. Next, it'll be student loans. Next, it'll be car loans. Because the banks are struggling to stay solvent in the face of all the fraud and all the losses from the derivatives. And the U.S. government's policy is going to be, it's better to loot the American people down to dirt poverty rather than let our precious banking system collapse. And the tragedy of it is, it isn't going to work. There isn't enough money out here in the American heartland, the real world, to pay off all that the banks owe, especially if Europe collapses. And all the stock market rigging and all the LIBOR rigging is not going to save them. Sooner or later, it's all going to come crashing down. The only question the American people are facing right now, do we go along with this? Do we throw good money after bad? Do we allow ourselves to get sucked down into that black hole of poverty and debt with a corrupted private banking system? Or do we cut our losses now and say, you got enough from us, just go away and die quietly someplace? Now, there's an interesting story, and it comes hard on the heel of a study by Seattle researchers. We reported on this yesterday, found 90% of the patients with solid cancers, such as breast, prostate, lung, and colon, that spread, metastatic, will eventually develop a resistance to chemotherapy. And basically indicated the chemotherapy itself could actually accelerate some cancers. We reported on this last week. They're beginning to understand that the epidemic of breast cancer is being caused by the campaign to have women get a mammogram every year. Because it's x-rays and it's radiation. They're causing the diseases and then charging you to be cured of what they gave you. And this comes as a sort of prequel to this story. Apparently up in Minnesota, the court have forced an 8-year-old Minnesota girl with cancer to go on to chemotherapy, even though the family said they wanted to seek alternative treatment. And especially in light of the research showing that chemotherapy very often does not work, can make metastatic cancers far worse, the courts are going to say, you will take the chemotherapy because that is a big corporation and they make a lot of money off the chemotherapy, and you will, by golly, take the medical care we provide for you. In other words, the government has assumed the role of telling you what you will eat, when you will eat it, what medications you will have, and when you will take them. Now, you know who else does that? Ranchers, corporate farm owners that will take the animals that they're raising, feed them whatever's cheapest to feed them, whether it's what's best for them or not, and shoot them full of medications to deal with the medical problems that arise from a poor diet and overcrowding in these prison pens. You are being treated like livestock by the United States government, which will tell you what to eat, when to eat it, what medications you will take, and you have no choice about the matter. You are cattle to the United States government. There is no respect by the government for you, the people. They steal your elections, they adulterate your food, they demand you not feed yourself, they keep you dependent on the corporations to keep the corporations rich. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back talking about organic food. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about food and drug and all that other stuff here in this country. And the Cornucopia Institute, which is a not-for-profit policy research organization in Wisconsin, filed a formal legal complaint with the United States Department of Agriculture against several infant formula manufacturers that are adding two synthetic preservatives to certified organic infant formula. And this is based in law. The Organic Foods Production Act, passed by Congress in 1990, says that in order to certify something as organic, you cannot have synthetic preservatives in the food. And the Infant Formula Corporation said, well, we're going to put the preservative in there and not tell anybody about it, so that way it'll last longer in that truck that's driving across the country. And those little rugrats, they won't care one way or the other. They're babies. They can't complain. And it's just another case of how the health of the American citizens and their babies are placed in jeopardy by corporations that are willing to do so for a few pennies profit. And they're willing to bend the rules, and when they get caught, we hire a lawyer, get us out of trouble. That's basically the definition of fascism here. By the way, an interesting little story here. Over Germany, there's a media company built, and they sell books and DVDs and all kinds of stuff like this. And they're also one of the largest providers of pornography in Europe, which we wouldn't care about, except that apparently Weltbild is 100% owned by the Catholic Church. So it's yet another scandal for Pope Benny the Rat, where they're going to go up in the pulpit and talk about don't sin, don't sins of the flesh are bad and everything, and they're making money off pornography. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Well, you know, they guilt everybody, and then people are willing to pay more for their pornography because they have to get it privately and through plain brown wrapper. Well, nobody does plain brown wrappers anymore. It's mostly online these days. But you create the illusion of scarcity or a little bit of evil, and that drives the price up that people are willing to pay for it. Another very alarming story here. The National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration has put out a solicitation for ammunition. Now, we saw last week the Department of Homeland Security was doing that, TSA is doing it, all these little government agencies, they're buying ammunition. Department of Homeland Security has put out a second solicitation for millions of rounds of ammunition. NOAA are the weather people. Why are they buying guns and ammunition right now? That doesn't make any sense at all. What are they going to do? Stand there with a machine gun saying there is human-caused global warming or else? If you say you're feeling cold, we will shoot you. My goodness. All right, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, a story that just came on down. One of the reasons that we thought Netanyahu is starting to scream about diplomacy has failed and we've got to move now and you've got to go kill Iran for us and everything was that Iran had requested some time to clarify issues raised by the P5 plus one. Well, apparently now the meeting that was supposed to happen end of the week has been called off. And the European Union foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton and Iran's top nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili have postponed setting a date for a fresh round of talks until the end of this month. Now, I don't think that came from Iran's side, because Iran is trying to basically step up to the table and say, look, we have a right to peaceful uses of nuclear technology by virtue of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which we have signed and the United States has signed. And most of the world's nuclear powers have signed. We all signed this agreement saying we're allowed to do this, we must have inspections, we're not allowed to have bombs, and Iran is playing by the rules. So I think political pressure was put on this Catherine Ashton to find some way to delay this so that Netanyahu can run around screaming, diplomacy has failed. Iran will not do as Israel commandeth. Therefore, we will kill them, or we'll have the Americans kill them. So I really do think the war with Iran is moving forward. They don't have an excuse unless Netanyahu carries out his veiled threat for a new 9/11 inside the United States of America. Because Israel is a master of the false flag attack, and throughout their entire history you see this time and time again. The bombing of the King David Hotel was carried out by Israelis dressed up in Arab clothing in an attempt to terrorize the British into leaving. There's the attack, well, there's the Levant Affair, 1950s. Israeli agents were blowing up British and American assets inside Egypt and planting evidence to frame the Egyptians, to poison political relations between Egypt and Great Britain and between Egypt and the United States of America. You're always hearing how Israel is our only friend in the Middle East. Well, that's because Israel goes out and sabotages the relations the U.S. has with anybody else. Psychologists call it you and him fight, making you and him fight. And it's a way for insecure, helpless-feeling people to feel powerful by tricking other people into fighting each other. and Israel has carried it to the level of a national policy. We have the attack on the USS Liberty during the Six-Day War. Israel attacked an American warship. They killed a lot of U.S. sailors. They tried to sink the ship. They were jamming the American distress frequencies, so that proves they knew who they were attacking. And Israel was calling up the United States and saying, Israel's attacking your ship. Israel's attacking your ship. And a nuclear-armed strike was in the air on the way to Cairo. When the crew of the USS Liberty finally got a radio message out saying, Israel's attacking us, what's going on? And the nuclear strike was recalled, and President Johnson basically came down and said, we're going to say this was an accident. I don't want to embarrass our good friends there in Israel. And that's what's meant by a false flag attack. 9/11, clearly a false flag attack. Carried out by the U.S. and Israel together, it appears, in order to launch America to a century of war against those gosh darned Arab Muslims. We know for a fact the anthrax in the anthrax letters that were being sent around right after 9/11 came from a U.S. government laboratory, but it was sent in envelopes and with letters that were written as if to appear from semi-literate Arab Muslims. Those letters there are proof that a false flag campaign was underway to blame Arab Muslims for terror attacks carried out inside the United States of America. All wars begin with lies and deception and fraud, because anytime somebody wants to send their people out or somebody else's people out to fight a war, they have to trick them into it. And that's why Israel's comment about how the United States can't know that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon because the U.S. completely missed 9/11, that's a veiled warning by Israel. They're sending a message to the United States government, if you do not start this war with Iran right now, before the Israeli elections, where Likud is likely to lose power to the Kadima party, which means Netanyahu will be out of a job. So Netanyahu is desperate to get this thing going, and he sent this veiled warning about 9/11. He is basically telling the U.S. government, if you don't go along with starting this war, Israel will do something really bad inside the United States of America, and we'll blame Iran for it, and the American people will say, you must go throw our babies onto the Iranians' bayonets. So what will Israel do if pushed to it? Well, they could set off a nuclear weapon someplace in the United States. Maybe on the Golden Gate Bridge, it'll be spectacular, but not all that harmful. Chicago, middle of the country, the whole point of a false flag terror attack is to make everybody feel they're under direct, immediate threat from the evil ones. We know following that weird incident where that bomber was flying over the United States with six nuclear weapons on the pylons, and when it landed there was only five, that there is an unaccounted for nuclear weapon someplace loose in the United States of America. We know that Israel got their first material for atomic bombs from a company in the United States called NUMEC. And it would have been trivial for Israel to keep part of that weapons material inside the United States and construct a bomb around it, because once you have the uranium, once you have weapons grade uranium, building a bomb is easy. It's just a big pipe with half the uranium at one end and half at the other. Slap them together, they go bang. That's the secret of the uranium bomb. And we know from the nuclear emergency search team, when it was running a baseline map over Manhattan and New York so that they could identify newly emergent radioactive sources in the case of an emergency, they discovered radioactivity coming out of Israel's New York consulate, which has never been explained. And, of course, Israel screams diplomatic immunity and will not allow an inspection by anybody. So there are two different ways that Israel could get a nuclear weapon into the United States of America. Another way would be to simply attach it to the bottom of a cargo ship going into an American harbor, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Charleston. 18 feet of seawater provides the same radioactive shielding as a foot of lead. So remote radiation sensors wouldn't detect a nuclear weapon that was on the keel of a cargo ship. Israeli agents could then remove it from the bottom of the ship with scuba gear, or they could just let it detonate in the harbor and cover the surrounding area with radioactive mud. That's one scenario. The other one would be a biological attack. And that would be where Israel would release some kind of disease-bearing organism in several U.S. cities and say it's those gosh darned Iranians. We were worried about their nuclear weapons. We didn't realize they were developing germs. That would make the threat very immediate. If you were well away from New York City, 9/11 was terrible, but it happened far away. But biological attack across multiple cities, boy, that could be happening right here. I don't even know if it's on the air I'm breathing. Maximum effect of terror and fear. The U.S. government could come in and say, well, we've got to shut down the internet because we know those gosh darn terrorists are using the internet to coordinate their actions, which is nonsense. Real terrorists would know the internet's being monitored. They're not going to use the internet. They're going to be working from timelines. Or shortwave broadcasts. Remember, a lot of those shortwave transmitters in foreign countries, along with the news and music, are very often sending coded messages to their agents around the world. Because, you know, this idea that you're a secret agent with all this spy gear and, you know, we'll watch with a laser and all, that's just fiction. That's movie stuff. Most intelligence agents will go into another country just with their passport and their money, and they'll go to work. And then they'll go down to Radio Shack, and they'll buy a shortwave radio, and they'll listen to broadcasts from the home country. And buried in the broadcast are coded messages on when and how to do things. Some aren't even all that very clever. If you're a shortwave listener, you've probably come across these so-called numbers stations, where it's just a voice reading out strings of numbers. And that's encrypted traffic, one-time pad, so it can't be broken. Encrypted messages going to spies in other countries. The CIA uses them. All the major nations do for their deep cover agents. The NOC, what they call the NOC, not officially covered spies. We know that Israel runs a large spy ring inside the United States of America. One of them was uncovered just prior to 9/11. It was the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered in the United States of America, run by Israel. The story was made to go away by the American corporate media, which the U.S. Senate found. Israel routinely bribes the American corporate media to never say anything bad about Israel. We know those dancing Israelis, those Mossad agents in New York, were held by the U.S. government for just a month and then sent back home very quickly. Get them out of here before they talk to anybody. They sure talked when they got home. So there are all kinds of ways that Israel could set off some kind of a false flag attack inside the United States of America. And, of course, the way we will deter that is by talking about the possibility, because that creates doubt. Because a false flag attack only works if the targeted population believes the cover story blaming the third party. And after 9/11 and after all these other lies that we've been told about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, the American people have quite healthily become skeptical of everything they're being told by the corporate media and the United States government. And that's a good thing. That's what protects us. Because if we're talking about the potential for a false flag attack by Israel or the U.S. to re-energize our lust for war on all those gosh darn Arab Muslims, then we create a climate of doubt where the people planning that are saying, we might set this off and we might not be believed. Because people are tuning out the corporate media. The corporate media will march in lockstep. Yes, it was Iran. We must kill them. But that's a far cry from being able to control the minds of the American people. And the corporate media has lost that war. The corporate media no longer controls what the majority of Americans are thinking. The fact that they had to be so overt in keeping Ron Paul from the nomination is proof of that. In decades past, they would have said Ron Paul is incredible. That would have been the end of his career. And look how hard they had to fight to keep him out of the running. They made themselves visible by doing it. Remember Rivero's rule of the dictatorship. The fastest way to bring down a dictator is to force him to act like one where everybody can see it. And we certainly saw that. So there's definitely danger out there, and we need to be aware of it. And we need to be aware that fraud and deception and lie, that's how wars get started. Even Sun Tzu in The Art of War wrote, all You have to lie people into it. Because you and I, ordinary people, we don't want to fight a war. It's a lot of hard work and a lot of, you know, basic training and a lot of, you know, exercising and carrying heavy things. And then you have to travel far distances and you have to go to up to total strangers and shoot them while they're trying to shoot at you because you're invading their home. And it's very poorly paid. So they fill you up with all the lies about how, you know, this is for glory and America's greatness in the world and we're saving people from their evil dictatorship. And there's an imaginary playmate in the sky, and if you die in battle, you'll be allowed into Valhalla. And all the lies to get people to go out and commit mass murder wrapped in a pretty flag. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha. Welcome back to our show. A couple more stories to finish out today's show with. Apparently, New York attorney Michael G. Bouchard is blowing the whistle. He's blowing it to Eric Holder, so I don't know how far they're going to go. But apparently, there is a prosecution underway against a mortgage fraud ring, which is being skewed politically because some of the people in the fraud ring have been arrested and prosecuted. Others are being allowed to basically walk free. And chief among them is a lady named Polly Rutnick. She is a New York attorney. And apparently the creator of these mortgage fraud scams. And apparently nobody is trying to investigate her because she happens to be the mother of United States Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. And so we have another case of political corruption where the government is itself committing some of the crimes that are damaging our financial system, but nobody's going to prosecute them. So, whistleblower, we'll see where it goes, and I'm going to guess right now, nothing. Eric Holder sees himself as above the law. Apparently, Congress is already filing suit against him regarding some of this fast and furious documentation. And I understand why Eric Holder's digging his heels in. This is the new Iran-Contra scandal. They've got that one cartel member in prison saying basically the U.S. is arming one cartel in order to wipe out its competition, and in exchange, the cartel gets an open door to bring their drugs into the United States of America. It's Iran-Contra all over again. History repeats, which is what's wrong with history. One more story here. This is just now coming out in Science Daily. An article in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute is basically showing that a popular class of diabetes drugs, thiazolid, I can't even pronounce it. TZDs is the short name for it. And I could swear I've seen that someplace on a shampoo bottle. But basically, it is it's one-fifth of all prescription diabetes drugs in America. 15 million Americans are on this drug, and apparently it increases your risk of bladder cancer. So you take a medication for one disease, it gives you another disease, they'll sell you medication for that disease, it'll give you another disease, and then they'll sell it. Whatever happened to, first off, do no harm as the guiding light for medical practice seem to have kind of gone away. Seems to be now a little harm is okay, it's good for business. As long as they don't die before they pay off their current medical bill. Just absolutely amazing stuff. And yeah, I've seen that particular chemical name on another bottle product. All right, I'm going to look into this a little bit more. We're getting close to the end of our show here. We're going to be hearing the music. Obviously, a lot of things happening, getting ready to happen. Thursday, the lockouts on Facebook's founders' issues on their IPO will expire. Everybody's expecting a huge, huge dump of stock, as many as 250,000 shares will be dumped onto the market. So Facebook is going to take a clubbing on Thursday, may take the market down with it. That's it for our show. Back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, drive carefully, hug your loved ones. Please support Republic Broadcasting. Tell all your friends and local radio stations they need to be listening to and carrying these programs. And aloha, America.
Are you a